6 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show on this Friday, March 3rd. Busy program lined up for you today. We're going to have the Isaiah Stevens Show coming up at 11:30, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Then we're going to have some fun. Not that that's not fun, but a different kind of fun. We're going to talk about this Battleground Pro Wrestling thing. I love it. I laugh because the interview the morning show, Good Morning Yoko, had with Gino, I Told You So Rivera, was fire. And we're going to have his opponent on the show, Tamilian Vanish, on the program in the 1 o'clock hour. So we're looking forward to that. And then Angel, the return of the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, first round draft pick, the David Roddy, will join the show at 1:30. So we are, oh my goodness, yeah. Susan and Cheryl absolutely love that. So we are pumped to get this show going. Angel, let's waste no more time, man. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com. The good for me, you know when you know you have a good head coach, Angel? Somebody that's going to go to bat for you? Michael Malone yesterday was asked about the Kendrick Perkins stuff, the criticism of Nikola Jokic perhaps winning his third MVP. Here's what Michael Malone had to say about his superstar.
So maybe like they're just tired of this player, non-athletic player from Sombor, Serbia, continuing to kick everybody's ass. Maybe people have a hard time with that. I don't know. But for him to say that, hey, you know what, I'm padding my stats, yeah, it probably signals that maybe something touched a nerve. Because he knows that he's a basketball purist. He's not doing anything to pump his own numbers up. It's just not in his nature. And it's silly to think otherwise.
I love it, man. Now, Popeye Jones yesterday was on with us, an assistant coach. I wonder if they're kind of told to walk that line a little bit, but Malone can do whatever he wants. So I loved him going to bat for the Joker, just like a lot of us, I feel like, have been doing this past week, this past few years, to be honest with you. The bad here, pitch tipping. It's happening. This is a weird story. It was in the Twins-Rays game, spring training. Twins manager said that the PitchCom device catcher Tony Wolters, former Rocky, was using was loud enough, was so loud, that Tampa Bay Ray hitters could hear every pitch that was called. Every pitch that was coming in. He strikes out anyway, though. Kenta Maeda struck out anyway. But play umpire Brendan Miller heard all of them through the wireless system used by pitchers and catchers to communicate. Uh-oh, this is when I told you about this PitchCom stuff or whatever it is, that it might have this kind of effect. We're going to have a lot of glitches and technical glitches and all that, but there we go. That was an interesting story. And Angel, this one's for you, man. Trouble in the XFL waters. The Guardians just cut their quarterback. I don't know if he was their starting quarterback. I don't know. Quentin Dormaday. He allegedly gave an opposing team plays from the Guardians playbook. The team heard about it. They investigated it. And then they released him. They also removed his stats from the XFL website. Whoa. Dude. What are we... tell me cheating doesn't happen. You know, this is what we're talking about. When we say cheating could possibly happen throughout sports, it's not a league-wide thing, hopefully not, but it's an individual thing. Guys can try to fix games. Referees can try to fix games. Here's a guy that just lost his second opportunity, man. It's over. What would be the motivation, you think, for him to do this? Like, does he think he's going to get on another job with that team if he helps them win? But then also the opposing team, did they accept the playbook and utilize that playbook to go against them? There's still more details. It's still kind of murky right now. Maybe he bet on the team. Maybe he bet against his team. So, I mean, that's what I'm telling you, man. Don't just ignore individuals in sports. Guys can do it. It absolutely can happen. First of it is text line 888-530-0043. Busy show today, though. How you feeling on your XFL these days, Anja? Are you still in, or have you cooled a little bit?
Oh, of course I'm still in.
You're still all in.
2-0.
Your team's rolling. I have definitely cooled. I have cooled on this whole thing. I guess it's just tough because we are in a really fun time of year. You know, we've got the Avs potentially setting up to win another Stanley Cup. You've got the Nuggets, and I feel like the Nuggets drama just heated up in a great way, bad way, but great way. Because with Kendrick Perkins' comments, it makes me even that more interested to see what the Joker's going to do tonight. And then college basketball. You got conference tournaments coming up. So I guess the XFL might work for a guy like me more in the summer. But you don't want guys like, you know, in their shoulder pads and everything and the heat and the really extreme heats throughout the country. So I guess for me, it's just like it's bad timing. I do like how the NFL has it set up. I mean, we're interested in the combine and stuff, but I can glance at that and not have to go all in. But my nights are typically going to go to a lot of these basketball games. I mean, I'm watching NBA last night. I'm watching Golden State and the Los Angeles Clippers game. And did you see what Golden State did in the third quarter? So I guess where I am with this, a secondary league is not going to compete with the real thing for me, which would be basketball and even hockey at this stage. Can you watch both? Probably not for me. It's hard for me to do it. Do you think, now the ratings, I don't have them in front of me, but I did hear that they've cooled a little bit. Is that typical? Do we expect that? The first weekend was huge. First weekend was gangbusters, and I think that Thursday night game was really good too. But the last weekend, it seems like it just cooled down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, just getting into the NBA playoff push, the NHL playoff push, baseball is going to be starting up here in a couple of weeks. So, you know, I didn't expect it to be leading all the ratings week in, week out for their 10-week season. And, you know, I don't think they're expecting that either. I think they just want some foundational fan base. And I think you're seeing that in some of these teams like St. Louis, D.C., Houston, San Antonio, those kind of teams. The fan base is there. It's just a matter of getting people talking about it. And obviously with the combine, people's focus is on that in terms of professional football. So it takes time, but it's not to say it's not an enjoyable product because I've watched every game so far this season.
Yeah. I know names in the NFL. I know their names. I knew their names in college. I knew them. You follow them. They're good. They're at the top. Some names are kind of interesting in the XFL, and I still think it matters state by state. If you don't have a team that you can really invest in, then it's difficult to get into the overall picture. If the Broncos weren't in Denver, you know, the NFL would still be king. But yeah, I think the state of Colorado, we would cool off on the NFL if the Broncos weren't a part of it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Big game tonight, though. Speaking of, this is the, like, great situation for basketball. Memphis, Denver, tonight, ESPN, 8 o'clock. Nuggets are 5.5-point favorites. I've seen different spreads. So our poll question today, available at theholeshow.com. Are the Nuggets going to cover that tonight? I think the Nuggets are going to go off tonight, dude.
Well, we did get a new Jokic narrative this morning.
Oh, we did. I didn't hear this.
Courtesy of Richard Jefferson.
Oh, good.
On NBA Today this morning. Kind of continue on. He was talking with Kendrick Perkins, and he basically said, Jokic never gets a hockey assist, and that his pass doesn't set up another pass for another player.
What? So he's knocking him because he doesn't get a hockey assist?
Yes.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any...
This isn't hockey.
We don't record that as a stat. I mean, and I would actually... I don't have those numbers in front of me, but he's set up his offense before.
Jamal passes to Michael. Michael makes a shot. Jamal and Jokic should have an assist.
Well, no, they don't record that stat, so it doesn't matter. But has Joker set up a player to set up another player before? Absolutely he has. This is ridiculous.
Even if he doesn't have to pass it, he'll do a pump fake or make you think I'm passing over here, but I'm actually going behind your head 3 feet that way on the other side of the court.
Why would we argue about a stat that doesn't exist?
Because they're running out of narratives.
Oh, my goodness. ESPN, you've lost your damn mind on this. It is absolutely ridiculous. I talked about it more on my Pickaxe to Grind podcast, which is available at 1310kfk.com. How this debate is getting to the point where it is volatile. It is nasty. It's no longer about legitimate numbers anymore. We are creating narratives. Perkins is creating the race narrative. Now you got Richard Jefferson creating a new stat for his argument. This is just absolutely blowing me away. And we just keep getting it. And these guys are running. They're making themselves look like idiots.
Do you want to hear what Richard had to say?
Yeah. You have it? Let's play it. Let's hear it.
And in my book, he is the MVP until someone shows me that they're having a better season. Huh. There's not a person having currently a better season than Nikola Jokic. There's people in the conversation.
Bad.
But to me, you got to knock out the champ. If you want to be an MVP, if you're John Morant, if you're Jason Tatum, go take the MVP. Don't give an argument. Don't have us up here making arguments. But right now, there is not an individual player. That being said,
this is
where the hate comes in. When Michael Porter Jr. and when Jamal Murray are missing time, his numbers go through the roof because he is that good. Mm. But ultimately, the only way for the Nuggets, even if they're first, even in their set, the only way for the Nuggets to accomplish anything is with those two guys healthy. So I don't fall in love with the numbers because I know he's great and I know he can put those numbers up.
I don't get the point. I don't understand what he means there. He said when Jamal and MPJ are not in, his numbers go through the roof. Well, because he has to, right?
Here's more.
Okay. All right.
Everyone's stat pads. I played with Jason Kidd, and he one of those triple doubles. If you go and look at the Nuggets and the way that they play, Jokic never gets a hockey assist. He never makes the pass that leads to the pass.
What was that music in the back?
Yeah. It was an edit of showing Jokic setting up his teammates through setting up his teammates.
Are you kidding me? That's just I don't. Now he started off so great, and I'm like, Angel, what are you talking about, man? He's rolling. This is great. He's saying all these things, and then his numbers go through the roof when Jamal and MPJ are not in or not playing well. Is that yeah. I mean, they have to. When you don't have as many guys to pass to that can score, you've got to take matters into your own hands. What are we doing here?
I saw this. So kind of going off this whole, everybody stat pads in the NBA.
Yeah,
I guess that might be true. Katie
Wingy
of Altitude tweeted this out. The NBA's top five offensive player ratings for players with 40-plus games. This is your top five. Nikola Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Kontavious Caldwell-Pope, and Jamal Murray, who is tied for fifth with Damian Lillard. That's
in
the entire NBA.
It's the Nuggets starting five?
Yes.
The NBA's, what is it, the highest offensive efficiency rating?
Offensive player ratings.
Because they're efficient. Why? Because they fall in line with what Joker's about, how they play basketball.
Because they're all stat padding.
They take good shots because they set each other up. Listen, I know. I said it yesterday. We sound whiny. I get it. But these guys sound uneducated. These guys played. Richard Jefferson played. Kendrick Perkins played. I cannot believe that you hate the idea of Nikola Jokic winning another MVP that much, where now you're just creating arguments out of thin air.
Like, where is this that everybody stat pads in the NBA?
Well,
I've never seen that.
I have. People stat pad. That happens.
I saw it with Russell Westbrook a few years ago, but that was obvious.
People do. It happens. But this guy is unlike any of those guys. You know, I mean, stat padding. Remember Rob Gronkowski needed $1 million to get a catch one time. He needed one more reception, and he's like, dude, Tom Brady hooked me up, and then he got a catch. Yeah, that's kind of like stat padding because it doesn't mean anything for the game. It's just adding an extra reception for him that will help his numbers and then therefore give him more money. I've seen it happens. It does. They're not wrong when they say that. But again, they're missing the overarching point here on Nikola Jokic. He is unlike any superstar we've ever seen before. You know, stat padding, you have to really, nowadays you do have to look for it. You have to look for it. Guy that, you know, last night, what game was I watching? Warriors, Clippers. They're all running together now, man. Draymond Green needed a rebound and an assist to get a triple-double. Well, he gets pulled like with 5-6 minutes left in the fourth. They've already won the game. They came back, they had a ridiculous third period, and the game's over. Now, if they leave him in for, you know, maybe until the 2-minute mark, then that would be an example of, hey, go get your triple-double. That's stat padding. They're up by like 20. They got that monster lead, but there's no reason. Now, if they would have kept him in and Draymond would have made a fit about it, and then they kept him in anyway, and he's busting in. Hey, guys, give me the rebound. Make sure you get out of the way. Give me a rebound. That stuff happens. It has happened. But that's the thing. Joker is unlike any superstar we've ever seen in the league. So that's why the idea of this is just so ridiculous. And now we're creating, well, he doesn't have secondary assists. He doesn't have the assist to the assist.
Why does that matter?
Well, it doesn't, because it's not a stat. This isn't hockey. Secondly, Joker facilitates and moves the basketball. He does move the ball around. He does set up other players while setting up that player. He knows if I go here. He's done that before. I've seen it. But why are we arguing that now? I never look. Oh well, yeah, but he doesn't set up Jamal to get an assist.
The entire offense runs through him.
These guys, man. 22 minutes after the hour, the Isaiah Stevens show's coming up a little bit. Talk about a guy that sets people up, Mr. Assist himself. Isaiah Stevens will be joining us. A great, tremendous basketball player. We'll be talking to him. They're going up against New Mexico tonight. Late basketball. Rams trying to get one last gasp of momentum before the Mountain West Conference tournament starts. See if they can go up against a New Mexico team that I actually love to watch. I cannot believe they've struggled as much, because when you watch 20 minutes of this team, you're like, whoa, that team could do some damage in March Madness. But then when you watch the second 20 minutes, it's like, oh, what's going on here? I don't understand this team. Maybe the Rams can take advantage of some of that inconsistency tonight. 9 o'clock tip-off. We've had some late ones, so we'll be looking forward to that one coming up. 23 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Little Nuggets theme right there. You know, together we stand, divided we fall. They got each other's backs, man. Everybody outside of the state of Colorado is rooting against this team. Somehow the Nuggets are going to become like an enemy somehow. They got the world's nicest superstar, and they're going to become an enemy. Now, they're going to be like, if they win a title this year, people are going to, like, nationally, they're going to freak the hell out. It's insanity.
They just don't like us.
I don't understand it. That's
they
fine.
They hate us because they ain't us.
ain't. Exactly right. Western Conference. Last night was a nutty night. The Dallas Mavericks knocked off the Philadelphia 76ers. Kyrie Irving was pretty damn good. And then you had this Golden State game, again, without Steph Curry. Golden State and Los Angeles Clippers going at it. That game was crazy because, Angel, the Warriors were down by 11 at the half. They outscored the Clippers 42-16 in the third. Jordan Poole scored like 24 points in the third. He had 34 last night. 5 of 12 from the three-point line. Felt like he made more than that. But without Steph Curry, they end up coming back from an 11-point deficit and beating the Clippers, which makes this Western Conference really interesting right now. Golden State jumped up to the fifth spot. They are now fifth in the West, whereas the Clippers dropped down into the play-in spot. When the guys on TNT last night, great. Charles Barkley said it's going to be the Clippers and the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. And then, of course, the Clippers went on. But Barkley's got a little curse going on. He's bragging about the Clippers, and then suddenly they gave up the 11-point lead and then the 42 points in the third to lose. So the Clippers are now seventh behind Dallas, Golden State, Phoenix at fourth. Sacramento just keeps doing it, man. They just keep doing it. They're sitting in third place. They're three games above Phoenix. And then, of course, you have the Memphis Grizzlies. The Nuggets and the Grizzlies have maintained that top 1 and 2 spot almost throughout the course of the season.
Are the Clippers bad?
They're not bad. They're weird. When every game I watch of them, I'm not sure how they do it. You know, I 1 minute they'll be losing, and then you see Kawhi Leonard. They just do it in such a way that's not overwhelming. It's not overwhelming at all. And Kawhi Leonard, you know, last night, everybody was off. Like, this was an off game for the Clippers. They're not bad. They're a playoff team. But I don't agree with Barkley that it's going to be the Clippers in the West. I mean, if anything, I'm going Golden State. Again, we'll look at how the matchups work. But however the standings work out here, if you're Denver, I've said it, you don't want to play Golden State in the first round again. You want to keep from doing that, which if the Warriors keep winning, you won't have to worry about it. But Russell Westbrook was 3 of 12 starting for this team. Bones Highland had 6 points. He was minus 4. He was 2 of 7.
Attaway, Bones.
And just gave up 3 wide-open threes.
Way to be consistent.
Didn't even play up on a guy. Kawhi Leonard had 21, but he was 8 of 12. He didn't shoot a lot last night, but he was minus 24. Paul George, nowhere to be seen. So their weapons just aren't working well together right now. 32 minutes after the hour. We'll talk more NBA. We got a lot to get to today. David Roddy's going to join the show at 1:30 as we preview the Nuggets-Grizzlies game. Who better to do that with than D-Rod? Excited to talk to him, man. It's been a while. We of course, did the David Roddy show last year, and we talked to him every single week, so that was a blast. We really appreciate him jumping on with us. We were going to have him on during the Isaiah Stevens show, but the Grizzlies scheduled a shoot-around during that time, and probably not a good look for a rookie to skip out on shoot-around for a radio interview.
Well, they're going to need it.
They're going to need it. They're probably going to need it. Roddy's probably going to have a decent game, though. I think he's going to show out tonight. And he'll probably have a bunch of people there in Denver rooting for him. 32 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
Well, we tried to work it out here for the Isaiah Stevens Show where he could interview his old pal, or you guys could interview back and forth, David Roddy. He'll join us. He'll join us in the 1 o'clock hour, but you and I were talking. It's probably not a good look if the rookie's like, hey, I can't do shoot around. I got to do a radio interview, especially as a rookie. So right. We'll let him pass on that. What do you think?
Slide with that one, yeah.
You and David were hanging out a little bit, though. He was around the crew. He was around the Rams a little bit last night.
Yeah, he came to practice yesterday. It was cool to see him. I don't think anybody really knew outside of the coaching staff, so it was a pleasant surprise for everybody. Man.
That's awesome. So you didn't know?
Nah, I didn't.
It was a surprise to you?
Yeah, I didn't even know they were playing the Nuggets either. I was just kind of in my own world.
You're kind of locked in. I mean, you're into the season. You're getting ready for the conference tournament and all that. So, yeah, I was texting Isaiah. I'm like, hey, what do you think about being on when David's on, too? And you can stick around throughout the noon hour a little bit. And then you shot me the picture of David. You're like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, David's right there hanging out.
He was right next to me at the time.
What was he eating, man? That looked delicious, whatever he had there.
I don't even remember what was all this play. It was some. We had, like, some chicken and steak and stuff like that. So, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it looked good. Well, that's cool. We'll talk to David a little bit later on in the program. Big night for you guys tonight. Of course, it's a senior night going up against this New Mexico team that's really hard for me to figure out. They have all the right pieces. It's just sometimes putting it all together.
Yeah.
But a late one tonight, it's going to be on FS1, 9 o'clock, senior night, is going to be a long one. It'll be a long game. Let's hope it's a good one for the Rams.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's that 9 p.m. start is something you hopefully don't have to get used to. But we've had a couple late games already this year, so I'll probably have to go take a nap or something.
Yeah, after you get done here,
energy saved up.
Take a little break, man. It is. It's late. I like these late ones for me personally when it's a Friday. That's great for me. During the week, it's tough because you guys had a late one the other night, too, against San Jose State.
I think it was an 8:30 tip out in San Jose. Yeah.
And it did it get going a little bit later too, didn't it?
It did, seemed like it was their senior night, so
right. So you got
the festivities,
all that going on there, and that game, of course, Isaiah, 63-46. But you guys had that thing within four, a good chunk there. Both teams kind of just went cold shooting. Yeah. And then ultimately they came up with the plays at the end. So, but that one, it felt like you guys were going to make that run and get over that hump against the Spartans.
Yeah, man. And, we went back and watched the film, and all the credit to San Jose. They came with a really good game plan, and they executed and had some guys make some big shots for them. But when we were out there, man, we felt like we were in a position to, like you said, make a run there when the game was tight, 4 to 6 points. But we got some good looks, too, during that stretch, man. We just couldn't hit them, and sometimes that's just the way the game goes. But you learn from it and try to pick up the pieces, and hopefully some of those shots will fall for us tonight.
And that's the part I think that stings the most, is you guys are setting it up the right way, getting those open looks, and it was just one of those nights where the shots weren't falling.
Yeah, and they were hitting some, and they hit some tough ones and some big ones. But like I said, all the credit to San Jose. They executed that night.
Yeah, well, we'll see what you guys do tonight. Last regular season game, of course, we talked about a senior night. And then, of course, the Mountain West Conference tournament coming up. A lot of the national guys, of course, are paying attention to this conference. There's so many great players. You and I talked a little bit about that last week. But another thing that's got to make you feel kind of good is, even though the record hasn't been what you guys have wanted it to be this year, your name comes up as this guy should seriously be considered as the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. Even the national guys are saying that. There are so many guys, so many big-time players in this conference. I mean, it just seems like it's getting better and better. But regardless of record or whatever, your name is still right there at the top.
Nah, that's really cool to hear. Just put in a lot of work. Go to war every day with my teammates, man, and just try to put our best foot forward and try to hopefully give our team the best chance to win each and every game. And so that's my ultimate goal. And for guys to still, I guess, recognize the effort that I'm putting forth on a nightly basis is always a blessing. But like you said, man, each team has a guy that could potentially be first team all conference, right? Or player of the year conversation. So, the league is extremely deep right now, and each and every night you're going up against a high level guy. So.
Well, it's like, I mean, when I look at the standings, I see New Mexico is down the list, sitting at 8-9 in the conference. But you watch New Mexico, and they're star studded, man. They got so many different studs on that team. So, that to me just speaks of how great this conference is. And we say this all the time about good conferences, but it does feel like you can see teams upset the big time teams any night. And New Mexico, again, it feels like if they somehow get into March Madness, they could do some crazy things.
Oh, 100%.
But yet there's their record. So I guess that just shows you how freaking ridiculous this conference is.
Yeah, got to show up each and every night. Like I just said, man, each team has 2, 3, 4 guys that can take over a game or strongly impact the game. And so for a lot of these teams, if they were to get into the big dance, I think they could surprise some people.
How are you guys doing at this stage? I mean, obviously you got this game tonight that's getting your focus. No matter how late it is, it's going to get your focus.
Yeah.
And then what we're going to have to do, we got to go make a little history here. We're going to have to just go on a monster run and win game after game after game to put ourselves in that position. So where are you at mentally right now?
Man, it's just continue to fight. Just go down swinging, however that may be. We're not going to lay down to the season. We're not just going to concede to everything that's been happening to us day after day after day, month after month. But we're going to go out fighting and we're hopefully going to be able to push this season along a little bit further than people may expect.
Just stretch it out one game at a time, man.
That's it.
See what you guys can do.
Yeah.
Are the spirits pretty good then? Amongst obviously the coaching staff and the rest of the crew, spirits pretty high. I mean, yesterday had to be kind of cool again, seeing David kind of give you guys a little bit of a boost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting a guy like that back around is impossible to be down or disappointed in some. It's like a family member coming back, right, to the family mm-hmm. reunion. So, I would say that our spirits are as high as they could be given the situation. Obviously, it hasn't been the straightest road or anything like that. But, you know, we're picking ourselves up by the bootstraps and going to work. So,
yeah, I always wonder that. Great players like you, I mean, at the end of the day, once you get the opening tip, it's about basketball. You're not thinking about the records. You're not thinking about any of that. And you're just one of those guys that's just going to bring it each and every night. And again, it helps you individually with your career, too, as you continue to put together big numbers regardless of what those records look like.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, winning is the most important thing. But when you put in the work in the off season when no one's watching, you get to reap the benefits of all that at some point. And so luckily enough for me, it's been very healthy and blessed 4 years of just being able to go out there and perform and put up numbers. And yeah, man, it's been fun.
You think you'll be emotional tonight?
I have no idea. Everybody's been asking me about that, man. I have no idea.
Are you an emotional guy? Do you shed some tears once in a while?
See, I'm not a natural crier. I'm not a big-time crier. But you never really know how those moments, kind of overtake you emotionally. So I'm not against it. If it happens, it happens. Like, it would be cool, but... For me to just sit up here and be like, yeah, I'm going to be bawling my eyes out. I don't know.
You don't know. And that's okay. Either way, if you cry a little bit, great. If you don't, I don't see a lot of guys cry out there, but sometimes I do.
And
either way, it's all great, man. It's all part of it. You've grown up in Colorado State.
Yeah.
I mean, you've grown up, or these fans around you have watched you grow up into not just an amazing player, not just one of, you're going to go down as one of the greatest Colorado State Rams. And there's some great names on that list.
Yeah.
But watching you grow into a man, too, and just the way you handle your business each and every day. So it's going to be, if guys for like Ali Farouk-Manesh, I wouldn't be shocked if he sheds a tear or two.
Yeah, he might.
Is he a crier?
That's my guy, man. And he definitely gets his emotions into it. But that's what makes him such a great coach, man. Like, he genuinely, genuinely cares and builds these relationships with these guys that he brings in. So, if I had to put my money on one guy, it would probably be him.
Nico, not much of a crier?
I haven't seen that one. Haven't seen that one, man. I've been around on him for a while now, but I haven't seen that one. So
it's such a cool deal, too. Yeah. And again, the relationships that you build with these coaches, they're just so unique. But you've talked about Ali a lot on this show, mm-hmm. and we've had him on this program. You can not say Nico doesn't have that. He absolutely does. But we know Ali's like that first line of defense. He's going out and talking to you guys first. Yeah. So he's creating those relationships right off the bat.
Yeah, he's the guy that when Colorado State first starts recruiting a kid, he's probably the first guy they come in contact with. Nico probably steps in a little bit later in the later in the process if they feel like you're a good fit. Then after that, man, it's you get in touch with everybody. But I remember Ali was the first guy I met when they started recruiting me. That was back at Drake before they made the transition. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to build a relationship for quite some time now.
What are some of the memories? Obviously, March Madness was huge, was absolutely huge, breaking the assist record. I mean, you have some tremendous memories you're going to take away no matter what happens these final few games.
Yeah.
What sticks out the most, the number one thing? I mean, is it a basket? Is it like on the floor? Is it a practice moment? Is it a developed relationship? I mean, what is it?
So many, man. And one cool thing that's I've been able to do here at CSU over my time is we've traveled like crazy. We've been to Duke. We've left the country multiple times. We've gone to Costa Rica, the Cayman Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. Like, we've just been all over. And so those experiences in itself are extremely cool off the court. And those have so many stories right along with them. But probably on the court, man, I don't know how anything really tops the comeback we had at Viejas.
Oh, my gosh.
Back during the COVID season, man. That was
unreal. Just absolutely
just doesn't
unreal.
Happen, yeah.
So that's the one.
That would probably be the one. I'll probably have to sit down and think about a few more. I'm sure some will come up. Like, we got some game winners in there and just, like, some big-time wins against some big opponents. But Man, that comeback at Viejas, 27 points is crazy.
It's absolutely, I mean, it's unheard of.
Yeah.
You just don't see that kind of thing, man. So that's certainly one of those getting, you know, the Moby Madness campaign from last year, too.
Ooh,
was just so special. Seeing the fan support and the way they got behind you guys and, you know, going into March Madness, all of that. I mean, just crazy stuff coming out with over the past few years and what you guys have really built.
Yeah, and it was almost just a tribute to all the work that we had put in. Because when we first got here, that's not at all what Moby looked like. And we knew that we were going to have to earn not only the respect, but just the fan support back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just go out there and perform and give them something to be proud of and passionate about. And we were able to build that up over some time. And, yeah, last year was crazy. And it felt good to kind of experienced that again during Orange Out against Wyoming, man. That was
good.
That was electric.
Yeah,
so,
it absolutely was. All right, let's take a quick break here. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back. We'll look into New Mexico a little bit, too, and in the Mountain West and the standings and what the tournament looks like potentially. So we'll get into all that and more coming up on the other side. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Several teams, one goal, win it all. Hear high school basketball playoffs on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Big one tonight, late one tonight against New Mexico. And you and I were talking during the break just about laying it all on the line, man. I mean, you've had a phenomenal career. You've achieved just about as much as a player can achieve, you know, breaking records, getting a trip to March Madness, doing all these amazing things where either way you decide to go, there's a lot of greatness lined out in front of you. And so do you go into this last game and then the conference tournament almost, do you really feel pressure, or is it just more like, you know what, we're just going to go out there, we're going to leave it all out there, and we're going to see what happens?
Definitely the second one. Just go out there and leave it all out on the floor and just compete and be aggressive and, you know, don't leave anything, you know, any stone unturned, really. It's just go out there, compete, man, and preach to these guys that, you know, this could potentially be one of the last few games when you start making it past this New Mexico game we had tonight. Like, at that point, man, there's no holding anything back and just go out there and fight.
Well, it could be one of the, you know, could be your last game in Moby. I mean, all that. How many times a day do you get asked if you're going to come back? A
couple times, for sure, man. Probably get a text or two. Somebody will catch me in person.
I'm not going to ask you on the show. I'm not. Well, after when we get off the air, I'll ask about 45 times. I was joking the other day. I was like, yeah, I'm messing with Isaiah. Like, hey, I can't wait to do the show next year. And he's a winky face. And it's good. It's a good, you've got it down pat, man. But I do think that it's just, it's awesome for you. Because you're a great player and you're a great dude, and people want to have that kind of guy representing their program.
Yeah.
Win or lose, it's nice at the end of the day where fans can just say, yeah, but we still got Isaiah Stevens.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be pretty cool for you, man, that you've grown and achieved that kind of respect from everybody.
Doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen. There's a lot of players that have played at a lot of schools, and though these kind of careers just typically don't happen, man. I'm extremely blessed to be in this position, to be healthy enough to fulfill everything that I've wanted to achieve, man. And so, I definitely try not to take it for granted and just embrace it all, honestly.
There's a lot of great players that are on great teams, and then they have great years, and then maybe their final year, whatever, they have a rough year, the record's not great. And then I think fans maybe are like, yeah, we respect him, love him, great, but maybe it's all just time to move on, whatever. I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the case with you. I mean, the Rams could lose every game in the history of the world. As long as Isaiah Stevens is out there, we feel a little bit better about everything.
Hey, man. That, like I said, that just doesn't happen, right?
And no, so, it doesn't, man.
I love Ram Nation, man. They've supported me through and through. That's my family forever. And so, that's special.
Well, I'm really excited. Whatever happens, to see what is in store for you. Because, again, whatever you decide to do, you're going to kill it. You're going to absolutely destroy that, whether, you know, the playing career, the coaching career, the radio career when we get this basketball show going, you know, man. I want to give a shout out to your mom is always sharing the podcast of the show, and she just seems awesome. I've never met her in person.
Yeah.
So you want to give anybody a shout out while you're here?
Yeah, man. I'll always give my mom's a shout out. She deserves it. Just an absolute warrior, man. She fights like no other, and she loves like no other also.
Seems like it.
Man, she supports me no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's going on within the family, man. And definitely shout out to Pat Stevens, man. That's my
Pat Stevens, shout out there. Are they all in town? They're all in the area.
They're all in town. They'll be here for the senior night game, and they'll be with me on the court for the all the little pregame festivities.
I love it. Well, it's a good thing. It's going to make a late night even later, though,
because of all that stuff. Man, I'm not a fan of the super late game. Yeah. I don't know how that comes about on the scheduling. And I know TV contracts and everything. Got to get a game on.
Four million commercials inside there. Man, yeah,
I cannot stand a 9 p.m. tip.
Hey, go beat New Mexico tonight. Just go beat New Mexico. Just go score more than that team.
I bet. I wish it was that easy, man. But that sounds like a good play.
That's my coaching advice.
Just do it, right?
I don't think I would be a very good head coach because that's the game plan. Let's go beat them. Isaiah, I don't know what our schedule is going to look like for you next week. We'd love to try to connect in somehow, but best of luck to you, and we'll be rooting for you tonight. We'll be rooting for you in that conference tournament, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah Stevens, this has been the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Not many dudes get better than this one here. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into the 12 o'clock hour. We still have David Roddy coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll be right back. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.